You know, with so many people out to get him, he's got to be doing something right. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, here we are, Sean Hannity Show. Glad you're with us. 800-941-SEAN, our toll-free telephone number. All right, so Barack Obama is proud of his pastor. He's a trusted advisor. Let's listen to the pastor of 20 years, the man who married him and his wife, the man who baptized his kids, the man who Barack Obama gave $22,000 to in 2006, the man who travels to Libya with Farrakhan, the man who whose church gives Farrakhan a Lifetime Achievement Award. Let's listen to him in his own words.
Jesus was a poor black man who lived in a country and who lived in a culture that was controlled by rich white people. The Romans were rich. The Romans were Italians, which means they were European, which means they were white. And the Romans ran everything in Jesus's country. It just came to me within the past few weeks, y'all, why so many folk are hating on Barack Obama. Hillary never had a cab whiz past her and not pick her up because her skin was the wrong color. Hillary never had to worry about being pulled over in her car as a black man driving in the wrong. I am sick of Negroes who just do not get it. Barack knows what it means to be a black man living in a country and a culture that is controlled by rich white people. Hillary can never know that. Hillary ain't never been called a nigger. Hillary has never had her people defined as non-person. Hillary ain't had to work twice as hard just to get accepted by the rich white folk who run everything, or to get a passing grade when you know you are smarter than that C student sitting in the White House. Oh, I am so glad that I got a God who knows what it is to be a poor black man in a country and a culture that is controlled by and run by rich white people. He taught me, Jesus did, how to love my enemies. Jesus taught me how to love the hell out of my enemies and not be reduced to their level of hatred, bigotry, and small-mindedness. Hillary ain't never had her own people say she wasn't white enough.
They will not only attack you if you try to point out what's going on in white America, U.S. of KKKA. We bombed Hiroshima, we bombed Nagasaki, and we nuked far more than the thousands in New York and the Pentagon, and we never batted an eye. We have supported state terrorism against the Palestinians and black South Africans, and now we are indignant because the stuff we have done overseas is now brought right back into our own front yards. America's chickens are coming home to roost.
The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God damn America. That's in the Bible for killing innocent people. God damn America for treating our citizens as less than human.